This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, what a glorious morning it is. And we have the great man himself, Big Star! For 4.5 hours, ladies and gentlemen. What a reason for celebration. Our guy Brad Biggs, football man of the Chicago Tribune, is here for the day. Brad, good morning. You look spectacular, buddy.
I'm happy to be here.
You are a welcome and deserving host, and I get a little verklempt. Yesterday, for some of us, those Irishmen in the crowd that were following Rory, had picked him to win the Masters. That was an ordeal, okay? Watching a guy try to golf with like an 800-pound piano on his back was exhausting for me. Good God, two double bogeys? What are you doing golfing like me when you're supposed to be winning a Masters?
He got off to a really rocky start there. I think it was the second hole, and you could see his level of disappointment in himself. And you're looking at the body language, and you're like, Rory's beating Rory again here, right? And DeChambeau was hot, and you're looking at the rest of the leaderboard and saying, this thing could slip away from this guy in a flash here. I mean, because he lost the lead.
He's the first ever golfer. He became the sixth ever golfer to win a career Grand Slam, which is incredible. His name goes down with immortals. But the way that he did it, he's the first golfer ever to win the Masters with four double bogeys in a tournament.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And when he was at the 13th, where he put one in the drink, that was me. That was me turning off the TV. That was me going back to other things. It took me a while to tune back in, and I was delighted to see he had returned from that.
So you really didn't stick with it?
Dustin, I turned it off a couple different times. It was like impossible to watch. I felt emotionally attached. And I think it's worse to watch a person melt down on the golf course than anything else, because it is right here. It's between the ears. I mean, it's like when Greg Norman had that moment. It's like you're uncomfortable watching, and you feel like, I really shouldn't see this. Let this poor man dress in peace. It's like he's shaming himself publicly, and you just feel this sense of, you know, like, I can't be watching this. It's bad for humanity.
Well, and so you think the thing's slipping away from him.
I thought that was it.
And it's over. And then you get to 17, and he has that second shot where he says, go, 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 and it's right there. And at that point, you're like, well, he can't lose.
Well, I mean...
Well, Jim Nance said, shot of a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, shot of a lifetime. But then on 18,
misses,
what, a five-footer? Pushes it right past
the
hole.
Well, it goes in the beach first.
First in the beach, yes.
And then I had to go do a thing, and I was sitting there. And the last, I mean, I was going to sit there and watch it, and then finally I had to leave, and then I didn't see the last hole until I got home, and then I watched the final hole, and I watched the you know, butler's cabin and the whole nine yards, you know, the whole ceremony and all, telling his daughter she can do anything, and she's like not even paying attention. But that's on camera.
Well,
it, someday she'll see it.
Because you, in the extra hole, Justin Rose has an unbelievable second shot.
Oh, I know.
Almost goes in the hole.
And he hits one better.
Yeah, and he hits one better, and Rose takes forever to putt. I'm looking at, like, is there a pace of play violation going on here?
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
And, no, it was awful.
The putt doesn't break.
But you know what's interesting is I was reading a thing. I think it was, when did we get out of here? Friday. So he had the meltdown, right? On Thursday, he had the meltdown where he had two double bogeys in the last four holes or something. On Thursday, was it? And then Friday, I was reading a story after we got out of here about how pace of play impacted that. That whoever was ahead of him was playing so slow that he got, like, antsy after the double bogey. And that, like, he just hit a bad shot on the first one. But on the second one, he was, like, unraveling in part because he was waiting too long. So I don't know if that counts.
And there's not much worse than when you're irritated on the golf course
I mean, you need to have, like, I have a former roommate of mine who is a scratch golfer. This guy, and I mean, he would hit a shot and you'd be like, oh my God, like, how did you hit that awful shot? And I would say to him, like, are you, like, how do you feel about that? Are you okay? And he'd say, well, I'm not happy about it. Like, that was his, he was one of these guys. Just like, I don't think his pulse ever went up. He was just one of these really even-keeled people.
Right.
Which, for a guy like me, I mean, good God, who knows what I would do if I golfed regularly? Probably destroy things. I just couldn't handle, I would be throwing all sorts of clubs in water or something. I don't know what I would do. I just don't have the temperament to be a golfer. But goodness gracious, he somehow stayed positive, somehow came back. And then, as you say, he blows it. Instead of just winning the tournament, he has to go into the extra hole, and you're just like, this can't go well.
What's going to happen now?
And he won.
And then he won. He completed
it. And then he wept. And
I mean, went
it was
to his
beautiful.
Knees.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I understand them replaying 18 because that's where all of the patrons are. I want to get it right. They're not called fans at Augusta. They're patrons.
Very good.
That's where all the patrons are, but shouldn't you go to one or
just any other hole than the one where the guy just melted down?
Yeah, the one where television. They just played?
It's for television.
Well, exactly.
They want this quick. I mean, it took forever to get Justin Rose in the golf cart all the way back.
Yeah,
from his, he was up on the range, right?
No, it's not called the range. It's the tournament practice facility.
Look at you. Yeah. Augusta's got different terms. Huh?
For those curious, we had some fun and then some not so fun on our Masters talk, or too much or lack thereof, depending on where you're at. But I did get a text yesterday afternoon from Mr. David.
Ah.
And I did ask permission to, if I was allowed to share this exchange. And he said, yes, of course. He said, okay, that was dramatic.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
So David,
he was watching.
David was watching. He fell into the trap. But yeah. It was. I mean, what a sports day yesterday.